campus from the list of universities and organizations that are currently complicit in the genocide of the Palestinian people. That was actual picketing was from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., which I know my show runs at 4 p.m. But it is not very punk rock to cross picket lines in any way. So here I am in the past recording. Got some music to play for you today. We're going to listen to some Spank Williams, some Car Seat Headrest, some David Bowie, and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm really excited to share this with you. We're going to start with Theme for Zanzibar Land by Korean Gut, followed by Lifetime of Never Giving Up by Spank Williams. My friend Charlie, who again I always end up mentioning, played this song for me the other day when we were in my house, sitting around, eating food that he cooked. After that, we're going to have Overexposed and Joy by Car Seat Headrest and Leave It in My Dreams by The Voids. So here's that. Enjoy.
Too much. Try to tell her, babe, we fight too much. Vancouver's crazy and all paired up is true. Now rent's going sour, buy a bottle of wine. Spend my time writing nursery rhymes about people I meet in gas station lines. Singing the blues. Well, yes, it's true. Prickled, pointed up like a porcupine. Now I'm downright depressed with a drinking from a man. More drinking, a liquor will solve them tall. Wish we were quicker to really straight fix so you get a sixer of Wildcat Strong. Well, yes, it's true.
Yeah. I can't turn this thing off. The leaves are browning, and I'm pissed. Does anybody relate to this? Oh my God, you're right, Angels. I gotta read some Discorder magazine.
Really, no one can be blamed but myself for holding out hope that this world could only contain a certain amount of cruelty.
God damn!
Were I to make a choice again, I would spend a week collecting all the broken glass and rusty shards I can from across the city and form a nest with which I will lay myself to my grave. Oh my God, I've never felt so seen. Thank you, Discorder magazine.
Finally, someone understands.
And for the rest of you in the Lower Mainland, find voices that you connect to in this issue of Discorder. You can find all of the distribution locations by visiting citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
You just heard Leave It in My Dreams by The Voids. I love that song. My friend Ryan played that whole album on vinyl the first time I was over at his house with, I didn't know him, I knew a few of his friends, one of his roommates a little bit, but that album is great. It's, I don't remember his name, I wish I remembered his name, but he's in The Strokes, it's his other band. Anyway. Up next, you're going to hear Drink Before the War by Sinead O'Connor, who I love. I'm reading her memoir right now. My friend Will in Minneapolis, who is definitely listening to this, not live, but while he's washing dogs. Hi, Will. I'm imagining you giggling right now, as I'm sure you are. Anyway, I love Sinead O'Connor. I just shaved my head. I was planning on doing it before I started listening to her, but, you know. After that, gonna hear The Tunnel Song from Perks of Being a Wallflower, also known as Heroes by David Bowie. And then after that, we're gonna have some Le Tigre and some Girly.
Life
nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever. We'll be right back.
ZZ Theatre presents the Rainbow Youth Project, produced by Yanting Chu and curated by Brittany O'Rourke, Alan Pronger, and Bria Shantz. This annual community storytelling project centers the 2S LGBTQ plus voices who often don't get a say in their lives, bodies, and identities, bringing two-spirit, queer, and trans youth from across Metro Vancouver to share their stories. The Rainbow Storytelling Project is a low-barrier, one-on-one project in which people share true stories from their lives. It is designed to challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions of otherness, promote dialogue, reduce prejudices, and encourage understanding by connecting people who, under normal circumstances, might never meet. The Rainbow Youth Project will be running on dates November 16th, 17th, the 23rd, and 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch on the third floor. This is a free event with no sign-up required. All that is necessary is your attendance and your empathy.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
I'm the boyish of your dreams, I'm a catfish, least it seems so, but I don't take no photos in front of the mirror that I cry at, the mirror that I smile at, the mirror that says hi back, cause I'm too emotional and I know you wanted more of a boy that doesn't cry so much. But with the rain comes the sun, I'm not the type to have guns, but I can give you more love. I'm the boyish of your dreams, I'm a catfish, least it seems so, but I don't take no photos in front of the mirror that I cry at, the mirror that I smile at, the mirror that says hi back.
I'm the boyish of your dreams,
I'm the boyish of your dreams, I'm a catfish, least it seems so, but I don't take no photos in front of the mirror that I
wasn't good for you. I knew that because I knew you better than you did. I was never in it for the personal gain. In fact, I knew I had no chance at all. I wanted it for your future self, so that one day you could look back and say, I did that. All you needed was that little bit of wind to push the fog aside so you could see your dreams as clearly as I was seeing them. I wanted to be that for you, but you'd put up all these walls. No. He'd put up all these walls, and I didn't know what to do, so I did nothing. Until that day. The day where a glance was more powerful than 1,000 words and knocked down every last wall that was standing. The day that I finally had the opportunity to give your future self a chance. I never thought the day would come, but as I watched your car drive away, I realized that it's here. So many different emotions are racing through my head. But as I take that first step back, all of the chaos seems to come together and create one beautiful emotion. I don't know if I'll ever see you again, but oddly enough, I'm okay with that, because I know that I'll always be the boyish of your dreams.
I'm free, he declared.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Steph.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Ardor to Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Take some, take that one. I had to eat some. Rockin' in my low tie. Yeah.
You just heard The Spaceships of Ezekiel by Mammoth Weed Wizard Bastard, which is a Welsh femme metal band that I found on one of those lists online that says, you should be listening to more metal by women. And I say, okay, I don't really listen to metal, but I'll listen to this band with a goofy name that has an interesting sounding description. Anyway, before that, you heard Apocalypse, Please Sign the Release Form First by Sleuth. I found that song off of the CITR Pop Alliance, which I found by accident after reading Discorder and looking for under a photo. There's a photo and the caption is this guy, I don't remember his name, from long lost Vancouver shoegaze band Movieland. And I said, that sounds interesting. This guy looks kind of like Elliot Smith. So I looked him up and there's one song on Spotify by long lost Vancouver shoegaze band Movieland. And it is on CITR Pop Alliance volume 3 or 4. So those are interesting little albums that you can find, and that song is on there. Okay, we have time for one more song. And because this is a variety show, that song can be anything. So I'm going to play something you're not going to expect me to play. Here's the Trolley Song, sung by Judy Garland in hit 1945 film Meet Me in St. Louis.
We'll be right back.
starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle turned you on your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't speak. You packed your muffins so you couldn't even speak.
Bop, bop, bop went the buzzer. Bop, bop, bop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heart's beat. I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
The meta-narrative of that film, of like the traditional American values, I obviously am not a very big fan of, but God, Meet Me in St. Louis, it's so fun. And the trolley song, it's so fun. I love you, Judy Garland. Anyway, that's the end of our show here today. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Visual Media. Up next is Dead
You Are Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.